This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The Clear Creek County Sheriff says he'll retire next month. Sheriff Rick Albers made the announcement today with what he called mixed emotions. It comes just over a year after a Clear Creek County deputy shot and killed Christian Glass. County commissioners now plan to reform the sheriff's office. They also said Albers did not do enough to take responsibility for Glass's death. The 22-year-old was having a mental health crisis at the time of the shooting. Advocates for tobacco reform in Colorado are wondering how a tobacco industry lobbyist made his way onto the board of the state's flagship safety net hospital. Doug Friednash is a high-profile lobbyist representing a number of clients, including tobacco company Altria. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock named Friednash to the board of Denver Health last year. Anti-tobacco activists like former Denver Health doctor Terry Richardson says it runs against the hospital's basic mission.
To me, that's a grave disservice.
Hancock says he does not see it as a conflict of interest and that Friednash would recuse himself if any tobacco-related issues came up. Friednash declined CPR's request for an interview. And you are listening to CPR News. In Denver, chances for storms this afternoon with overnight lows in the mid-60s, highs tomorrow in the upper 80s. Grand Junction, mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 60s, Friday highs around 100 degrees. It's 5:06.